Now, we're going to start today with a topic that has been played out a fair bit in the last few months, in fact, and it's to do with our opening hours, our pub opening hours here in Ireland. And you probably all know that there are moves afoot at the moment to extend those opening hours for pubs to 12:30, for late bars to 2:30 in the morning, and to nightclubs for 6:00 in the morning. But that's become even more of a debate, we'll say, in recent weeks, because as sports fans will know, on Thursday night, we may find ourselves as a nation into another World Cup final, because Ireland are due to play Czechia, and if they win, that means they'll go through to the World Cup, and that takes place in the States during the summer. But of course, with the time difference, most of the games involving Ireland will be happening while we're all fast asleep in our beds here in Ireland. And there's been quite a movement and quite an amount of lobbying for the pubs to be allowed to open to facilitate people gathering together in their local hostelry to cheer on Ireland. But is this really a good idea? Well, joining me on the programme to chat more about this is Dr. Sheila Gilheeny. Sheila is from Alcohol Action Ireland. Sheila, you're very welcome to the programme.
And thank you so much, Deirdre, for having us on.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? First of all, the whole World Cup thing. I mean, I don't need to remind people. I can go back to Italia 90 and even further back, Euro 88. These World Cup matches do tend to be a bonanza for pubs. So what do you think of this idea to allow pubs open in the middle of the night?
Well, we would have a concern about it. Most firstly, I'm afraid that we will be putting a hex on, you know, Ireland qualifying at all by talking about it at this stage. But, you know, our concern is that it's not just a case of pubs opening in the middle of the night. It's the fact that actually, you know, people won't get up at 2:00 in the morning, go down to the pub, you know, to watch the match. The likelihood is that they would be in the pub from much earlier in the day, in the evening, and continue through on that. And all the evidence shows that when you increase licensing hours, you increase the amount of alcohol consumed, and with that, the amount of alcohol harm that occurs. And that's whether you're talking about presentations to ED, whether you're talking about you know, public disorder or violence on the street, or whether indeed you're talking about violence in the home. We know that there are very close connections between licensing hours, between alcohol availability, and all of those particular harms. Now, you know, as you said, there is already legislation that has been prepared, you know, which is seeking to extend licensing hours, and we have been pointing to those issues. What we are most concerned about at the moment is that in relation to the World Cup, vested interests, people who want the pubs to stay open later anyway, are saying, well, why don't we use the World Cup as a kind of like a pilot project, you know, for these longer opening hours. And we firstly are pointing, and it's not just us, there are multiple different public health bodies, you know, who are, you know, highlighting the issues around this. But a particular thing that was said in the pre-legislative scrutiny of this legislation, the recommendation was that there should be a full health impact assessment done if opening hours were to be extended. And that to us would seem like a much, much more sensible thing to be doing rather than talking about, you know, possible pilot programmes during the World Cup.
Okay, and that said though, Sheila, I know from hearing the other argument, the argument on the other side, a lot of people say that when there is a definite closing time and a drinking up time, people are spilling out onto the street all at the same time, many of them in a drunken state, and that is what causes the accidents and the fights and the brawls and all that kind of thing, that they're all coming out at the same time in the same state. Whereas if they can, and I'm not saying I necessarily agree with this, but where the argument being that if they don't all come out at the same time, they're coming out at different times, you don't have that mass crowd of drunken people for the guards to have to deal with. So what would you say to that argument?
So, you know, we can look to our nearest neighbours in England and Wales, actually, who did extend, they essentially have 24-hour licensing there. For many of the reasons that you've just said there, you know, surely it would be better if people weren't spilling out all at one time. So you know, when we look at the evidence from England, we find that there was no decrease in violence as a result of that. In fact, what happened was that the episodes of public disorder that were mentioned simply got moved later on into the night, and that created its own headaches for policing in that area. So, unfortunately, the argument, while this sounds kind of good and convincing, the evidence is not that it actually helps in any way at all.
Okay. And your concern is, not, as you said already, Sheila, not that they'll set the alarm to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and then go to the pub, but that a lot of people will just go out and stay out. And by the time the matches come on, they'll be in quite a state, as one could imagine.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, just that's what the evidence points to, that when you increase licensing hours, you simply increase the amount of alcohol that does actually get consumed. And, you know, there's all sorts of knock-on effects from that, you know, I've pointed to the violence that can erupt. But you have to think about it as well from, you know, the pressure that puts on those who are working, you know, in this environment. And that's, you know, people who are working in clubs, nightclubs, pubs. But it's also people who are working on public transport, people who are working, you know, in hospital settings, EDs, you know, the medics who would be there. And they are already, you know, groups of people who experience significant harms from alcohol in our society. So, you know, what is being suggested actually is that those people should now work even harder. And I would be asking the question, well, where are the resources coming from for people to have to take on this extra burden? Who's going to pay for it? And those are the sorts of questions that I think could be answered through what's called a health impact assessment of legislation, rather than, say, carrying out the kind of like a pilot program during the World Cup. I think we could look at this in a reflective way, look at the evidence and actually count the cost, and then make the decisions about whether it's a good idea or not to extend licensing hours.
Yeah, okay. Well, as you said, it certainly would have a huge impact on people working in the emergency services, and I'm sure the Gardaí would have their own thoughts on it as well. So, leaving aside the whole World Cup side of things, Sheila, because as you said, that came into the argument because, as you mentioned, it was suggested that it could be piloted during the World Cup. Were Ireland to qualify? And that's a big question mark as well. But leaving that aside, where are we now in terms of the likelihood of the licensing hours being extended? I know it's the Sale of Alcohol Bill 2022, isn't it? Where is that bill at the moment?
So it went through what was called pre-legislative scrutiny back a number of years ago, and then I will say that it did seem to move off the agenda. Now, it has been included, or at least, you know, a reform of licensing hours has been included in the current programme for government, but that particular bill wasn't listed for mention during during this year so far. So I do think that, you know, there has been a little bit of a pause that's been put on this. We have a new Minister for Justice who had come in, Jim O'Callaghan, and I think that he has been looking at this, and it certainly hasn't been prioritised in the way that perhaps it had been up until that. So, you know, we are calling on the Minister, who I know, for example, has taken a very, very keen interest in domestic violence. We would be saying, you know, let's just look at the evidence, particularly around alcohol and domestic violence. And I'm sure that is taken into account in any discussion or any consideration of changes in the licensing laws.
Yeah, absolutely. And I presume on a personal basis, Sheila, you would not be in favour of the licensing laws being extended, I think it's safe to say. You think they should be left as they are, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, again, we look, you know, at the evidence just north of the border, actually, in Northern Ireland, they increased their licensing hours in 2021. And by the following year, actually, they saw a 17% increase in alcohol-related crime. So, you know, these are all issues. The evidence is there. And I think it is very incumbent upon, you know, our policymakers to look at it in the round. Obviously, there will be vested interests who are pushing for, you know, increases, you know, in their sales. But it's not necessarily something that's actually good for the country as a whole. It's certainly not good for workplace productivity. We know that for definite. I mean, you even hear people saying things like, you know, after a public holiday weekend or after a big sporting occasion, a lot of sore heads, a lot of people late into work. That can be said in a slightly jokey sort of way, but it actually has massive costs. We know that loss in workplace productivity from alcohol actually costs Ireland about $8 billion annually. So, again, these are the sorts of things that need to be taken into account before we would rush into any possible pilot programme during the World Cup or any other time.
Okay, well, look, it's definitely something that's worth debating and thinking about, but it doesn't look like it's going to be changing anytime soon. And as we said already, a lot depends on whether or not we actually qualify. Listen, we leave it there, Sheila. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us. And I'll be very keen to hear what the listeners have to say about this as well. That is Dr. Sheila Gilheeney there from Alcohol Action Ireland. Just to say, by the way, here's me showing my ignorance of international soccer, which I don't follow quite as closely as I do other sports. But just to clarify that, I thought that it'll tell you how bad I am. I thought Ireland automatically qualified for the World Cup if they beat the Czech Republic or Czechia rather, but Charles has been on to tell me that they will still have to beat the winners of Denmark and North Macedonia, and that's if they beat Czechia, and only then would they qualify for the World Cup. So the Czechia game is a playoff for the semi-finals, and hopefully if they do beat Czechia, then I think there's another game the following Tuesday, and then we would qualify. So we're a long way down the road from it yet, but in any event, what we want to ask you this afternoon is, do you think, number one, that the licensing laws need to be changed to allow pubs and nightclubs to stay open later? And number two, do you think it would be a good idea if pubs were allowed to stay open really, really late during the World Cup finals this summer? Because after all, the World Cup is being held in the States and in Mexico as well, I think, and they're on a different time zone for us. So even if you're not a drinker and you're a soccer fan, you'll probably be setting your clock, your alarm clock, to get up in the middle of the night. So let us know what you think on 083 300 3300.